Welcome to today's interview, folks. I'm Mike Adams with Brightown.com. You won't be seeing me here. I'm not in the studio today, but that's okay because you're going to want to see our guest, who is Zach Voorhees, best known as the Google whistleblower, one of the most important minds and voices fighting for your freedom, for truth and transparency in America today. And he's got some breaking bombshell news. Okay, what about war with Russia? Because we saw that then on the very day that Trump was, quote, convicted, Biden goes ahead and officially confirms to Politico and others that the U.S. has granted Ukraine permission to use U.S. missiles to strike targets deep within Russian territory, which will include Moscow. I'm just providing context here. And then we also know that, of course, Medvedev and others in the Putin administration have already said, that's a red line. You start using U.S. weapons to hit us in Russia, it means we can hit any U.S. military targets anywhere in the world. And since there are U.S. military bases all over the world, there's like 1,000 targets out there for them to hit. What's your take?
Yeah, I think we're getting close to all war. It's funny, like World War II wasn't really called World War II until afterwards. So I think we're kind of already in World War III right now. And the interesting thing about all these little incremental steps is that no one's going to go out and protest each incremental step. It's only when you sum them up all together that, you know, it's essentially World War III.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it so slowly, we're not going to go out there and protest at any one point. So, I think Russia is controlled by the same globals that we have. So, you know, they clearly couldn't come to any resolution with this Ukraine thing, even though, you know, Biden killed it. And they had like the Minsk one and the Minsk two agreements that the United States wouldn't hold to. I've been saying for a while, I think we're going into World War III. And I think that this is going to cover up the great AI transformation that they're going to bring on to the global population, because it's going to be covered up by the fact that, you know, World War III, like, look at all the things that they're doing. Like, the stuff that I saw with Google doesn't just involve censorship for ideological purposes. Like, it's very clear to me at this point is that they're preparing for wartime censorship.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why I see all these other systems doing is that they're now preparing for a wartime footing. They're not letting the population know that we're going to war. It's just something that they're sliding in. And then when they need to go to war, they're like, oh, well, guess what? We've already put the key in the ignition. Now we just need to turn. And now all of a sudden we've got a militarized Google. We got a militarized Facebook. We got a militarized, you know, all these other social media platforms, everything's censored.
They've set the example with Ukraine. So Zelensky, his 5-year presidential term has already expired. So
right.
He's no longer an elected leader of Ukraine. Russia already said he's an illegitimate, you know, non-leader now. But in addition, of course, they canceled the entire free press in Ukraine. I mean, they shut it all down a couple of years ago. And you're not allowed to function as press in Ukraine unless you are directed by the government. That's the model they're going to use for the United States. It's clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're also going to round people up in cars and send them to the front lines of an AI battlefront with face-seeking slaughter bots that explode when they get close to your head.
Like, yes.
I'm already seeing this on Reddit's combat footage, right? I think this is the future of America. Like, you know, if we don't stop this, like, and that's why I'm throwing myself into the gears of the machine here, is that, like, I'm trying to stop literally World War III and the induction of our children into an AI battlefront where death is completely certain.
Well, let me ask you more details on that, because we're seeing across the EU now calls for mandatory conscription of young men across the EU, and separately in the UK, they're going to push a draft. Rishi Sunak there has already said mandatory service for all 18-year-olds in the UK. And he says it's a very important improvement for national pride. You know, suddenly nationalism is all good as long as they're going to send you to die at the front lines of the war with Russia. But similar thing in France, some also being discussed in Italy, similar things happening in other countries. It seems to me that what Western Europe has done is they figured out a mechanism to get rid of their own populations, sending them to die on the front lines of Russia while they're being replaced by all the migrants that are coming in and taking over Western Europe.
Yeah.
It's a replacement program.
Right. And it's not like we're sending migrants to the battlefronts. We're sending...
Exactly.
Yeah, the native populations.
No, Europe. The migrants are not registered by definition. They're, you know, the illegals are not registered, but the citizens are sent off to die.
Yep. This is it. This is the end stage, right? Like, and I've been saying to people, and people are like, oh, you're blackpilled. I'm like, get prepared to leave the country, right? When shit hits the fan and stuff locks down, you're going to be like, oh, I should have went to Central America or Saudi Arabia or, you know, someplace outside the hot zone. Because not everyone's going to be in this conflict, right? Like Saudi Arabia is sitting on the sidelines, right? Like right. They've got a zero tax rate. If you're doing a business, that's a pretty safe place to be. For, you know, while this whole thing cycles through and does its slaughter game. I think that the big warning sites, the big warnings for that we're getting really close is one, if they finish building the wall, right? Like that wall is not necessarily going to be to keep people out. It's going to be to keep people in. So when war breaks out, so it's like if all of a sudden it's just like, you know, a month goes by and the wall goes from incomplete to complete. Pay very attention to that.
North Korea, man.
Yeah.
In America. Right.
I'm not really too concerned that we're close that close yet because, you know, there's this interesting pattern where the Jewish communities sort of leave before the bad times come. And I see a whole bunch of, you know, Jewish people in Florida right now, and they're not leaving in mass. If they are leaving in mass, might be a good idea to follow their lead. I'll just put it like that. So,
well, millions of them, it seems, have left either Israel or surrounding areas for that very reason. I don't know if it's millions, but it's a big number. But they see what's coming. Also, they see the conflict. And but back to America about the AI wars, and then I want to ask you about election integrity as well. But the AI wars, do you see that happening in the continental United States? The slaughter bots, the AI drones, the AI robot dogs, hunter seekers?
I don't see it happening as quickly as Europe, right? Like with Europe, they've got a landmass that connects them to their enemies.
Yeah.
We don't have a landmass connecting us to our enemies. We have a giant Pacific Ocean. And so before we get into the AI battle, well, I guess like the AI battlefronts would be when we send our children to those hot zones and it's those hot zones that kill them. But I don't see those hot zones being in America, you know, within the next year. After that, right. it's like who knows how fast things are going to escalate. But I don't see that there's going to be an AI slaughterbot zone within the United States. I could see that in South Korea. I could see that in Ukraine. It's already happening in Ukraine, Iran, you know, and you know between Iran and Israel. So I think we're going to be safe for a little bit longer here in the United States for the next year as these worldwide war games heat up.
Well, a follow-up question for you on that. You notice that Russia and China are the leaders in the manufacturing of AI airborne drones. And yeah. In Russia's case, kamikaze drones. China's been demonstrating and putting out a lot of videos of remote controlled drone robot dogs, but not necessarily autonomous yet. However, the AI recognition of targets is becoming very, very good, as you are no doubt well aware. And these robot dogs already have essentially AKs mounted on top, full auto AKs. So they're going to be clearing homes and buildings with the robot dogs.
I don't think so. No, I don't see the robot dogs as being a sufficient military force because look like people have big guns because they can't get to other people. Right. And so you need to shoot through concrete. So you get like these 50 cals, it just blows through everything. Right. And these little tiny fast drones that go like 200 miles an hour that they use for like speeding, like speed games.
Yeah.
Competitions. You can put a little tiny pack of explosives and then just get right up to the person's head. And then like, you know, that little tiny explosive will blow their brains out. Right. And so you don't need all, like, the amount of ordnance that you need in order to kill someone is scaling down, and it scales down as long as you can have a really quick flying drone that can home in with AI. And so I think what's going to happen is they're going to have AI offline AI chips that could, that get put into these little racing drones with a little pack of C4. And if they want to clear the house, they just, you know, release a bunch, like 10 drones. The drones go in into like every single part of the house, camera map the entire thing. And I think this whole dog sort of like gun thing is kind of a psyop. It's sort of like what people expect. Like, historically, we believe in tanks, right? And people with guns. And so it's sort of fitting into that template of the way that war used to be. But I think that the war that we're facing is going to be cheap, millions of cheap, billions of cheap drones with C4 on them that can go 200 miles an hour and spin on a dime and do facial recognition at 60 miles an hour.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And on that point, those can, you know, China can bring in a shipping vessel close to the West Coast with, you know, 10,000 containers on it. Then the tops of all the containers open up and out pours 5 million kamikaze drones, like you just described.
Yeah.
And then they just go in and kill everybody in Los Angeles or wherever, you know what I'm saying? Just mass slaughter.
Right. Yeah. And like, one of those dogs make, you know, carry a recharge station so that these drones can actually like hop, you know, like, let's say they get dropped off in San Diego, they travel 100 miles and then refill at a pre-positioned refill depot, like a energy recharging station, then keep on carrying on. And so all of a sudden you could have this surprise attack where you've got, you know, millions of drones fanning out across California, hitting these pre-placed recharging stations, right, able to take out a huge section of the population and military targets.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And China is, they have the economies of scale of manufacturing. They're already the world's largest manufacturers of these drones. But I would say that even today, Turkey is far ahead of the US in the manufacture of drones. Turkey's about to roll out an autonomous fighter jet, no human required.
Wow.
I mean, Turkey's tech industry is so much more advanced than what we're told.
Right.
And who did you see the story not long ago in Ukraine? They've given up using American-made drones because the American-made drones are nullified by Russia's electronic warfare countermeasures. And so they're like turning
directed EMP
Beams? No, just basically the signal interference. They're jammed by Russia. And so what China has is all these frequency spectrum hopping comms technology in their drones. Even consumer grade drones like DJI is probably the best manufacturer there. DJI hops frequencies across the spectrum, but apparently the American made drones don't do that, and they all just fall out of the sky in Ukraine. So, you know,
what a surprise. You know, I really wish I knew like whether the apex globalists that are running this thing are being subverted by China or whether they're collaborating with them. Like, it would actually make me feel a lot better if they were collaborating rather than this is actually China's long-term goal to not be destroyed. Because it's like, I can't tell, like, is China actually the top of, because all roads lead back to China. Right. Like, what did James O'Keefe discover with a whole bunch of money flowing into, you know, WinRed, you know, and also that Act Blue. It was from China. Like, they're sending checks under the legal limit, under the amount, and maximizing it to fake houses. And they're sending it in. And it's like time after time after time, it all keeps on coming back to China. Like, what is filling the ranks of YouTube? Like, when I left, it was like Chinese nationals, right? And it's just everywhere that we go. Oh yeah, there's this Facebook diversity memo that came out with, you know, James O'Keefe's Facebook disclosure, and in that memo it said that that Google should increase its diversity by hiring almost exclusively Chinese and South Koreans, right? So
really,
yeah. It's okay. Like, why is this memo in there? It was written by someone that obviously speaks Chinese or something, that English isn't their first language. It was sloppy. And they did things like they tried to Photoshop the logo, but they missed it by a few pixels and they had the wrong Pantone color, which never happens inside a U.S. corporation. Like, they've got the whole corporate logo thing, like, down to a thing. And so that's like, why is there this HR memo that's floating around within Facebook directing everyone to concentrate hiring, you know, from China? And it's just like, are they really? I mean, they might be at the top. If we could ask this question, we could be like, hey, what degree is China autonomously subverting the system? And the reason why I think that might be a collaboration is because all this subversion has to go against the population themselves. I don't really see any sabotage going on these AI data, these AI warehouses or this AI development. Like, when was the last time you heard of some sort of AI scientist ending up dead? Right. And so if China was really behind all of this, what I would expect is I'd expect there to be more AI scientists dying because they don't want us to get the leg up on the whole AI stuff. But it seems that most of the Chinese subversion tactics are aimed at the population itself and not at the real core military value that we still have as an advantage.
Okay. All right. Well said. All right. Zach Voorhees, everybody, don't disconnect there, Zach, but let me just wrap this up. Thank all of you for watching today. You can repost this interview on other platforms. We're putting it first on Brighteon.com, our free speech platform. And be sure to check out Zach Voorhees' websites. What the main site is just Zach. What is it again?
ZachVoorhees.com.
ZachVoorhees.com. Okay.
And go to AmericasDigitalShield.com if you want to see the bias that Google is pushing in your state. It's quite amazing.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you for all that, Zach. You and I should do more because with our combined knowledge, we get into areas that we can't touch in a lot of other interviews because we just don't have the depth of knowledge with other people.
We've got archives of latent spaces in our brains.
and we're lighting them up every time we talk. All right. Thank you, Zach. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if we can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called ShieldArms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds, and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags, and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items, right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel. Incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this is a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighteon.io platform. But together, we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of healthrangerstore.com as well as brighteon.com. Take care.